She was a lioness. She taught us not to be afraid of those who look down upon us, who tries to silence our cry for help. She said, we must not give up. Her name is Jayaban Desai. In the summer of 1976, we walked out of the Grunwick Film Processing Laboratories on Chapter Road, Willesden, storming into a bitter battle that lasted for more than 2 years. We were a largely East African Asian female workforce, who were among tens of thousands of South Asians who fled East African countries in the late 1960s. It wasn't easy to start our lives over here, at this strange, unfamiliar land. But we were determined to, for our families. In poor conditions, we suffered from exploitation and harassment in the factory. Fear of losing our jobs kept us to endure the low wages and long hours. Jayaban stood up for us, as I recall her declaring to the manager, "What you're running here is not a factory, it's a zoo. In a zoo, there are many types of animals. Some are monkeys who dance on your fingertips. Others are lions who can bite your head off. We are those lions, Mr. Manager." Though we were a small minority of strikers fighting for union recognition, we witnessed a miracle of mass support inspired by Jayaban. Huge picket lines drawn outside the Dollis Hill station with campaigners from all over the country, and the fierce clashes of confrontation with the aggressive police force. Amidst the crowds, Jayaban was small, but she did not back down from the presence of violence. We became known as the Strikers in Saris. Our struggle was attested, yet ultimately neglected. What Jayaban announced to us at our last meeting was memorable. "We have shown," she said, "that workers like us, new to these shores, will never accept being treated without dignity or respect. We have shown that white workers will support us." Jayaban, with her force of character, was our leader in the most significant industrial dispute of the 1970s in the British labour movement. She defied the objectification and label of submissiveness projected in our society towards Asian women, and united people's hearts regardless of race. "I am proud of what I did. They wanted to break us down, but we did not break.